Welcome to the Caltex Theater, a full hour of dramatic entertainment broadcast over a nationwide network of stations throughout Australia. The Caltex Theater is brought to you by Caltex Oil, marketers of over 1,000 outstanding petroleum products, in association with Caltex dealers and distributors everywhere. Tonight, the Caltex Theatre will present The Voyagers, the story of a boy and girl and of the bumbling attempts of the boy's father to make a big businessman of himself, despite the fact that he brings them all close to tragedy. Starring tonight, you will hear Stuart Ginn, your producer, Cressick Jenkinson. The Caltex Theatre presents The Voyagers, Act One.
Have you got the reinforcing mesh?
Oh, well, this is all I could find at the yard, Mr. Cooper.
Well, let's have a look. Hey. Oh, that's plenty. I wanted it for another job, but we'll have to use it here.
Governor, will it be all right?
What do you mean, all right?
Well, I'm only a brickie. I don't know much about it, but this mesh seems sort of light for a job like this.
Light? Oh, feel it. You see? Yeah, look. Welded. Stronger than the stuff specified. High tensile. Oh, this'll hold anything up. But you know me, Bert. I don't take risks.
We'll never get that concrete canopy done in time, Mr. Cooper. I'm dead beat.
We've got to. I promised Fred Gray I'd have the concreting finished by Monday. My word is my bond.
Well, it's none of my business, Governor, but... Well, what's the sense in breaking yourself? Look, give Mr. Gray a ring.
No, Bert, no. We'll work Saturday and Sunday. Well, just think of the overtime I'll have to pay you.
Well, my missus will start carrying on. Here's the workman's timesheet.
It's payday tomorrow, eh? Yes. Oh, thanks, Bert. Oh, these blokes of mine are making it all right. All this overtime.
we lost some sweat, too. What's the hurry, Governor? What's all the hurry?
Got to keep moving in the building trade these days, Bert. Got to keep moving. Well, Johnny.
Hello, sir. Knocking off?
Oh, wish you meant it, son. Oh, we're going to make a real job of these alterations. Old Sam Steele won't know his garage when he comes back.
I hear Steele sent a card from Italy.
Oh, Italy, eh? Oh, that's the life, Johnny. Vino. Yeah, that's what they drink there, isn't it? Oh, that sun. Well, judging by all those pound notes, Sam Steele can afford it.
It's the week's takings from the petrol pumps, Dad. Got to wait with them and get them down to the bank. Now, Mr. Steele says his wife's feeling better.
What? Oh, yes. He took her to Italy because she's sick. Johnny.
Yes, Dad?
Johnny, I'm proud of the way you're managing the garage for Sam.
Oh, just a job to fill in. Till I sit for the state scholarship.
No. A lot of responsibility. You go on being boss here till Sam gets back in January. It's only October now.
Yeah, well, now, that's that.
Johnny, look, I'm in a little bit of trouble. Oh, nothing serious, but I'm Short on the wages for the men.
Well, why did you have to go into the business on your own anyway, Dad?
To get on. And I am. Oh, what was I doing before I set up for myself, eh? Working for the corporation. Wasn't getting anywhere.
You had security. All you have now is worry.
Not me. Oh, I'm going to make a packet on this subcontract. Fred Gray begged me to do the concreting for him at a price. My price. Well, I've only got to ask him for anything I like on account.
Well, then, why don't you?
No, well, not till the job's finished, Johnny. Good impression. That's important in business. Hey, you take it from me. I'll be a bigger man than Fred Gray soon.
Well, I don't think so, Dad.
But of course I will. Why, Fred and me were at school together. He had never had half my brains, and now he's a big man. Look, I could drive to the club right now and borrow this £50.
£50? As much as that?
Oh, that's nothing. I'm popular, Johnny. Now, look at the way I got you this job by just saying a word to Sam Steele.
Yes. After you'd taken me away from school.
Well, it was a bad time. I was just getting started. I couldn't keep you at school, boy. You were 16. You had to go to work. Johnny, I'll get a pile of money from Fred Gray on Monday, but right now, I've got to have £50.
Well, it's no use looking at me, Dad. I haven't got it.
Oh, 50 quid.
Johnny... Someone wanting petrol, Dad. I've got to go.
I'll wait.
Linda.
Hello, Johnny. How do you like it?
Oh, yeah, you got... Oh, it's some present.
Daddy's always giving me presents. That's all he does give me. You can try it out tonight.
I can't meet you tonight, Linda.
But we always go out on Thursdays.
Well, I know, but... Well, I'm doing some extra work for the exam.
Oh, the exam is until December.
I know, but... Well, I ought to work.
Oh, please come, just for a little. I'll pick you up at home.
Well, just for a couple of hours, then. 7:30?
It's a date.
In a couple of hours.
7:30. Oh, I love you. I love you. So long.
So long.
But, Fred... All right, I know what I said, but... Well, you know what deliveries are like these days. Will you give me another week? Well, then, how about something on account? Oh, yes, I know, but the price wasn't enough. Oh, look, I know what the contract says, and it's a bit tight, Fred. You squeezed me a bit tight. What? Hello. Hello, Fred. Must have been cut off.
Dad.
Got through quick, Johnny, with the petrol.
Well, it was Linda Gray.
Driving around in the new car Fred gave her.
Well, why not? He's a father.
Always showing off what he's got, all the money. Look, boy, about this 50 I need. Even the biggest men are short sometimes. Now, Sam Steele won't be back till next January.
Dad.
I'm your father. It'd only be a loan.
Look, are you out of your mind?
Oh, it's not much, Johnny. It'll be back before Sam comes home. Now, look at all that money. Look at it. Only 50.
Dad, don't ask me.
Oh, before Sam comes home, I'll be rolling in money. It's only October. Johnny, it's a long time till January. It's a long time, son.
Is that home yet, Mum?
No, dear. Thursday. To go round with the wages.
He's late.
The weather's so bad, he's been held up. Dreadful. Even for December.
Oh, I'll bet he's forgotten.
Oh, now, Johnny. I reminded him this morning. I told him it was bad enough to borrow £10 from his
son. Is that what he said? £10?
Yes, dear. Why? It was, wasn't it, son?
If he doesn't come soon, I'll miss my train to London.
He'll come. Why they hold these examinations in the middle of winter? Look, Johnny, can't you wait till summer?
I want to get it over, Mum. I want to know. And I'm privileged. Not being a regular schoolboy, I can take the advanced level out of season.
Ah, don't be bitter, dear.
Dad's not at the yard. I called him there.
Well, don't worry.
And I've got to go out again as soon as he comes in.
What, before you catch your train?
Yes, but Linda's driving me to the station.
Ah, I see.
Well, I'll be back first to pick up my suitcase. Hey, listen.
It sounds like a car. It's probably your father now.
It better be.
I told you all along he'd be back in time.
That your dad... Oh, it's you, Mr. Gray.
Hello, Johnny.
Well, Dad isn't home, Mr. Gray.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Okay, if I come in.
Well, sure. The snow's pretty thick, isn't it?
Who's that?
It's only me, Mrs. Cooper. Better leave me coat down here, eh?
I'll put it on the stand for you.
Oh, Mr. Gray. Well, Joe isn't back yet, but oh, it's very nice to see you.
Matter of fact, I called to see Johnny.
Johnny? Oh, come in here. It's warmer.
Linda tells me that you're taking some big exam tomorrow, Johnny. Best of luck, boy.
Thanks, Mr. Gray.
Linda tells me you work pretty hard. Weekends, too, eh?
Yes.
Yes, I'm always complaining. All last autumn, up in his room, poring over books on... What is it, dear?
Physics, Mum.
Well, not much temptation to go away for the weekend in this weather. Hey, Johnny?
Well, no.
That's the funny part of it, Mr. Gray. In the fine weather, he never moved outside his room. But now, last weekend...
Mr. Gray isn't interested, Mum.
Well, last weekend, he went to a youth hostel. I'm sure the sheets were damp.
Everybody seems to have been away last weekend. I was in Scotland and Linda drove off somewhere. So you went to a youth hostel, Johnny?
Yes.
Oh, if I'd been you, I'd have picked some nice quiet hotel. Picked somebody to go with me, too.
Oh, Johnny's the soul of honour, Mr. Gray.
I'm sure he is. By the way, Johnny, do you know anyone who'd like to buy Linda's car?
Well, she didn't say anything about selling.
Oh, 2 years is a long time for it to sit in the garage. Might as well sell it, don't you think?
2 years?
Yeah, she's going to Switzerland. Oh, I'm sending her to a finishing school. The very best.
But she can't.
Now, Johnny.
When's she going?
Oh, in about a week. Surprise for Christmas.
Oh, you spoiler, Mr. Gray.
Well, she's all I got. And don't forget it.
Please, Mr. Gray, look, we've done nothing.
Johnny!
And she doesn't want to go. I know she doesn't.
Oh, now, calm down, Johnny. You just concentrate on your science. Understand?
Yeah, but... Oh, excuse me.
What on earth? Johnny, come back here.
These kids, they get so excited over little things.
Well, Mr. Gray, they are kids. Mr. Gray, they're both too young and... Well, I must say, I'm glad you're sending Linda away. I think you're quite right.
Oh, glad you agree, Mrs. Cooper. Now, I've got to go straight home. Have to study the drawings for the new office block that I'm building, you know?
Oh, you got the contract? Here's your coat.
Thank you. Yes, heard a couple of days ago.
Oh, Joe will be pleased.
Joe? That's what I like to hear. A sporting rival, eh? Well, good night, Mrs. Cooper.
Good night, Mr. Gray. Do you want Joe to ring you when he gets in?
Ring me? No. I just wished in... Well, you know, sort of looked in to wish Johnny luck with his exam, you see.
Oh, I see.
Night.
Yeah. Night, Mr. Gray. Johnny! Johnny, why did you run out of the room like that? What's the matter?
Nothing.
Fancy Linda not telling you about going away.
Oh, she didn't know. Can't you see that?
Oh, now, John.
I'll be like a chewed-up rag tomorrow for the exam. Why did he have to come and tell me tonight? He thinks I'm not good enough for her. Well, maybe I'm not.
Her? Oh, of course you are. Oh, she's nothing special.
Dad doesn't come home soon, I won't be good enough. I won't be good enough for anyone, Mum. And I'll never forgive him.
Johnny, what do you mean? You shouldn't have secrets from me, your mother. Little Johnny.
Oh, leave me alone. Go away and leave me alone.
Johnny. Now, here's your father. Joe, you're late. I didn't hear the car.
Oh, it broke down. Broke down this morning.
Oh, look at your feet. You didn't go on foot to pay the wages.
I'm very particular about paying the wages, Meg. You know that. Very particular.
Dad,
I'll be right with you, Johnny. Help to get to the stove. Warm my feet a bit.
I'll be in my room, Dad. And I haven't got any time to waste.
Johnny! Oh, Joe, he wants the money, Joe. The money he lent you.
Yes, in a minute. Oh, that snow doesn't let up.
Joe, do you and Johnny have secrets from me?
Don't know what you're talking about.
Well, he's got to have the money tonight. It's his fare, the hotel in London. The exam, Joe.
Oh, he'll get it. Well, you know what it's like in my business, running here, running there. And people won't pay. They all want Windsor Castle when they can't afford a dog kennel.
Oh, I'm sorry, dear, but, well, the boy's worried.
Oh, about a few pounds. I'll get it for him. Well, you know me. I was going down to the club anyway. Lou will change a cheque.
Are you sure?
Yeah, well, of course. That's what barmen are for.
Look, I'll be glad when you retire. Oh, just a few years and your endowment will be due. We'll sell this house and build that one you've always talked about, Joe.
On the south coast. Right on the front.
Yes. Just a few more years.
Oh, nothing to do but sit and look out over the sea all day. It's always different, Meg. And on a clear day, you can see the ships way out in the channel.
Oh, Joe, I wish you didn't have to go out tonight. The weather's so bad.
Well, that's how I get the jobs. If you mix in, if you're a good mixer like me, things turn up. Well, you remember how old Fred Gray walked up to me in the club.
Oh, by the way, he looked in tonight.
Fred did? Well, you should have told me. I've been waiting for him to ring me.
He called to see Johnny.
Johnny? Oh, of course he didn't. Did he mention the office block?
Yes, but... yes, he said he'd got the contract.
There, you see. Giving me all the concrete work. That's why he called in.
Joe, it's a very big job.
I'm the best man with concrete around here, and Fred knows it. By gum, I've been hanging on this job. I know everything's going to be all right. Only, I won't ring him up. It's all good business. I'll see him at the club. Well, that's how it happens, Meg. He'll be down at the club.
You can't be sure.
Oh, of course I'm sure. I know Fred. Why, I remember him at school running around in patched out, cut down clothing. I used to feel sorry for him. And we all stick together at the club, Meg. All the important people, the influential people like Fred and Arthur Mitchell. Got to keep in with your bank manager, eh? That's the way business is done.
Don't build too much on it, Joe.
Oh, you take it from me, it's all fixed. Well, I remember, Johnny wants a job, so I stroll up to old Sam Steele at the club bar.
He's coming home tonight. Reminds me.
Oh, who's coming home?
Sam Steele.
What are you talking about? He's not coming back until next month. January, it's January, he's coming back.
I heard at the grocer's today that Mrs. Steele died. And... Joe, what's the matter? What's the matter?
Dad?
Well, Johnny...
Mum, I can't finish packing because I can't find my heavy pullover.
Oh, it's in your bottom drawer.
Well, I can't find it.
Oh, well, I'll go up.
Meg, don't go up. Don't go up there. Let him find it himself.
Couldn't find his head if it wasn't screwed on tight.
Dad, Mr. Steele's coming back tonight.
Yes, I know. I just heard... I'll get the money.
You've been telling me that since October.
I'm owed thousands, Johnny. I'm not broke. It's just a bad time, that's all.
Well, when's the good time coming? What's the matter with this house? You took me away from school. Wasn't that enough? Now you're going to smash me, mess me up for 50 quid. You've got to do something, Dad. You've got to.
I'm meeting Fred Gray at the club. He's got a big job for me. I'll ask for an advance.
In cash? Nothing else is any good. Mr. Steele will check the accounts tomorrow. If I don't get it back tonight, before I leave, I...
Cash. Trust me. And don't hold it against me about school. I couldn't stand that, son. Oh, you'll walk away with that scholarship.
Not the way I feel now.
Oh, I'll be proud of you. I can just see their faces at the club. My son...
Listen, Dad. Look, I brought the keys to the garage. As soon as you get the money, I'll go and put it back in the safe.
Good lad. I'll meet you there. 2 hours' time.
2 hours? But I've got to catch a train,
I'll
Dad.
I'll be back in time. And, Johnny, Wait in the office. Don't hang about in the light under the canopy. You hear me?
But why not?
You wait in the office. I'll go right away. Fix it with your mother.
You're all right.
Now everything's going to be all right. Now I've got this job for Grey. Ooh, snow.
You got it. Is that you, Governor? Oh, Mr. Cooper, lucky I struck you.
Oh, Bert.
Yeah, me and the blokes waited for our wages till 7.
Oh, I'm sorry, Bert. My car broke down.
Yeah, it's just what I told them. I said you wasn't that sort of boss, but they're worried.
Oh, no need to be.
Well, they're waiting at the Royal, Governor. They need their pay.
Tomorrow, Bert. I'll get it first thing.
You mean... Oh, but I told them I'd bring the money back.
Well, I haven't got it on me, and I can't go back now, Bert. Now, look, this is something big, and I can't stop. I'm on the way to see Fred Grey.
Mr. Grey?
Yeah, walk along with me, Bert. Can't keep a big job waiting, eh? Ooh, what a night.
The office block. Mr. Grey's got the contract.
Now, this is in confidence, Bert.
That's right, Governor.
We're to have all the concrete framework.
A really decent job, eh?
Yeah, but I'm not satisfied with the price. I'm on my way to meet him now. I want a better price and an immediate advance. Now, what are the men's wages for the week, Bert?
About 30 quid.
Oh, don't make me laugh. That's a flea bite. Now, you go back to the Royal and tell him to wait. I'll call in and buy a drink. Yeah, we'll celebrate.
Yeah, all right, Governor. We'll stretch the half pint. Yeah. See you later, then. We'll be waiting.
I won't let you down, Bert. You know me. I won't let you... Oh, that was a good one, eh, Lou? Hey, do you get it?
Yeah, very funny, Mr. Cooper. Yeah.
Where is everybody right now, Lou?
At home, by the fire. That's the place to be.
Has Mr. Grey been in?
No.
Oh, he'll be along. You know, that's the worst of being a boss, Lou. You can never relax. Now, you take tonight. I wasn't pretty keen on turning out, but Mr. Grey begged me to meet him here.
Yes, Mr. Cooper.
That's funny. I could have sworn it. Oh, I remember I left my wallet in my other suit. Well, good thing I have my checkbook, eh?
Oh, didn't you know, sir? The club committee's decided cash for all drinks.
What?
No cashing checks allowed either, sir, and no signing the bill. It can get pretty embarrassing for me, sir, if members ask me to do things I'm not allowed to do.
I mustn't embarrass you, must I, Lou?
Thanks, Mr. Cooper. You understand, I hear. Oh, good evening, Mr. Mitchell. The usual, sir?
Later, Lou. Hello, Joe.
Hello, Arthur. Look, I can't stop, Arthur. Important appointment.
I'd like to see you for a minute, Joe. Over here.
As I say, I can't stop... I can give you 5 minutes.
Right.
Well, how are things at the bank?
Well, fine, Joe. Mm-hmm. Now, what are you going to do?
Now, look, I've got a couple of big jobs coming up. It'll be all right, Arthur. I've just spoken to Fred Grey. He's coming to see me tonight. Oh, a lot of work.
I'm sorry, Joe, but I can't see Fred turning out on a night like this for you.
Now, you listen to me. I've been soft easy. Yeah, but not anymore. I'm only a small man, and Fred's a big contractor. But I've only to lift a phone, and he'll come running.
Look, I can't run a bank like a charity. Lord knows I've stretched a point wherever possible. Joe, head office is asking questions. You've got to make some arrangements.
Well, you must ask him to wait. He must give me a chance.
You've left us without a choice. And you've landed me in a terrible position.
Arthur, I swear I'm getting a big advance from Fred.
You should have sat back and waited for your pension, Joe. There you were, 50 years old, in a nice, steady corporation job. Now everything's gone, or is going. First your pension, then your endowment. And now... I... I can't help it, Joe. We have to take the house.
You can't.
Don't you think I'd blame myself?
But you must speak to them. Explain.
The finance company took your car today, didn't they?
Who said so?
I hear things.
Car's different. I mean, you...
Why the blazes did you buy a big swank convertible on the hire purchase when you couldn't even carry the mortgage on your house? Why do any of it, Joe?
Well,
For 50 years you were content. Never set a foot in a place like this. And then suddenly you get big ideas. Why?
I wasn't getting anywhere. Don't you understand? I woke up one morning. I was 50 years old. But I wasn't getting anywhere. A little corporation clerk of works, walking around, riding on buses. Well, fellas I was at school with, fellas not nearly as popular or as good a mixer as me, well, they drove past in big cars. Oh, look, don't you understand?
I'm sorry, Joe. It looks as if you'll have to go bankrupt.
I can't, Arthur. I can't do that.
I can't see it any other way.
I can't do it!
Then what are you going to do?
Well, I'll see Fred. I'll get my advance. Everything will be all right.
But
I won't let you down, Arthur. You'll see. Now, you know me.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll show them. I'll show them all. Yeah, Johnny, too. Johnny. Yeah. I'll fix everything, Arthur. You'll see.
And so the curtain falls on Act One of tonight's Caltex play, The Voyagers.
Faster starts, smoother acceleration, more economical running. That's what you get from Caltex Butane Boosted Gasoline, the gasoline designed to take better care of your car's performance. Next time you fill up, change to Caltex Butane Boosted Gasoline. Your car will respond more readily, tick over more smoothly and steadily. Caltex Butane Boosted Gasoline's at the sign of the Caltex Star, where we take better care of your car.
You'll be happier by far when you stop at the Caltex Star because of all the things we do. And we take pride in serving you.
The Caltex Theater now presents Stuart Ginn in The Voyagers, Act Two.
Johnny, you're so restless. What's the matter?
Nothing, Linda.
We don't have to leave for the station yet. There's plenty of time.
Plenty of time.
Oh, don't worry about the exam. I know it'll be all right.
I feel sick and I'll make a mess of it.
You're different. You've changed, Johnny. I know it's because of last weekend.
It's nothing to do with it.
Maybe we talked about it and planned it too long. But at least we found out something more about ourselves.
I found out I was a coward.
Oh, it wasn't your fault. It was that woman at the hotel desk. You picked up the pen and she looked at us and we ran.
Oh, that's just an excuse. It was me. There'll always be somebody or something.
That isn't true.
Anyway, it's probably just as well it worked out the way it did. A romantic weekend. Peeling hostel spuds.
I enjoyed it. I like peeling spuds.
Just like jail. The world's just like jail. Everybody watching.
Oh, Johnny.
Linda, for the love of Mike, don't keep on.
Everything's starting to go wrong. If we had a place of our own, everything would be all right. I know it would.
A place of our own?
I worked out today how much money I have, and it's a lot.
Oh, I couldn't take your money.
Oh, but I'm rich.
I couldn't take it, Linda. Getting this scholarship was my one chance. My one chance.
Sometimes I don't want you to win it if it takes you away from me. Even for a few days.
Linda, I've got to go. It's my only chance.
Why do you keep looking at your watch?
I forgot to mention something.
What?
Well, I've got to go to the garage before I catch the train.
Well, we can stop on the way.
No, I have to go by myself. Mr. Steele's coming back. I have to meet him there.
Why didn't you tell me before?
Well, I forgot. It's the exam. Everything's crowding in on me. You can't hang around down there. It's cold. I'll walk to the station now. You must go home.
Home? Something is the matter. Johnny, what is it?
Nothing. Look, I want to go by myself, that's all. I don't want you around, Linda. You upset me.
It's slipping, drifting. Oh, we must get it back, Johnny. Oh, don't you remember that night? What you said about the stars?
No, look, leave me alone.
The voyages in the stars? Oh, tell me that again, please. I need to hear it.
Not with everything crowding in.
You said Columbus couldn't see America. You said he was a voyager in a little wooden ship. But he sailed to the west, farther and farther west. A man knew how big the world was.
I was talking through my hat.
You said because the world was so vast, everyone had to grow. Then everybody became a voyager.
Look, I've got to go.
Oh, finish it. Finish it about us, Johnny.
It was just a lot of hot air.
Oh, no, please finish it.
Look, leave me alone. Look, I'm taking an exam tomorrow. My whole life depends on it. I've got better to do than talk about Columbus or the voyagers or the ruddy stars.
Johnny!
I'm getting out of here. Go home, Linda.
Johnny! Johnny, where are you going?
I've got to meet Mr. Steele at the garage.
You can't walk down there. The snow.
I'm going.
Well, you can ring Mr. Steele.
Explanations, always explanations.
Johnny! And you've got to see your dad, Johnny! Wish I knew what was happening. Did you upset him, Linda?
He'll have to come back for his suitcase.
Yes. Yes, of course. Is he upset because you're going abroad?
Abroad? What are you talking about?
Oh, now, Linda, your father called in tonight to wish Johnny luck, and he told us.
Told you? I'm going abroad?
To Switzerland for 2 years.
To... But it's fantastic. So that's
you
why...
You should have told Johnny. It's always best to be frank.
Oh, how could I tell him when... Oh, I have to go, Mrs. Cooper.
You should certainly go home and see your father. He'll be home from the club by now and...
Johnny! Johnny, wait!
Secrets. Everybody keeping secrets. It's not right. It isn't right.
Johnny... Let's get under the canopy out of the snow.
Okay.
Oh, Johnny, you believe I didn't know, don't you? Don't you?
Yes.
Oh, why didn't you tell me what Dad said?
Because I know you'll go.
I won't. I'll refuse absolutely.
I'd go. Habits. When you're small, they tell you to do things. They're like gods. And when you're older, habits.
He can't make me go. Oh, say something. You must help me. I can't fight my father alone. I never could.
I can't help, Linda. I can't help myself. All I can do is wave my arms and cry.
I'm getting stronger since I met you, but you must help.
Look, it's no use. You go home. I'm meeting Mr. Steele right inside in the garage office.
Why are you talking like this? Johnny, what's the matter?
Nothing. Look, don't go on and on. You're as bad as Mum. What are you trying to do, Linda? Pull out my insides and see what makes me tick.
You must tell me, Johnny, no matter what it is.
Go home, please.
Even another girl. We've only got ourselves, you and me.
Do you think we're people? Real, live, grown-up people?
Oh, look at me.
And what'll I see? Your old man waving his checkbook.
Oh, what's wrong? Tell me. Tell me.
I've got to go away. I've been dragged down, sucked down, smothered. Now you start it.
Oh, Johnny.
Digging into me, wanting to know. I can't have a thought, make a mistake, do anything, but you want to know about it. Well, I'm hanging on to my mistakes and my nightmares. They're mine. They're the only things I've got left.
Tell me. I won't let you go till you tell me. It's our last chance.
Okay, then.
Yes.
It's this garage. Last October sometime.
Yes.
Well, Dad was working on this canopy, see? Oh, Linda.
Go on, darling.
Linda.
Joe, you got the money?
Oh,
club was packed. I couldn't speak to Lou in front of everybody.
But Johnny, he needs that £10.
Oh, for the love of Mike, give over. What sort of father do you think I am? I won't let him down.
What are you going to do?
I've done it. I went to see Fred. He owes me money.
Are you sure?
Oh, that's the trouble with me, Meg. Too soft. But I'm going to start putting the screws on. People do it to me. I'll get that money.
How will you get it tonight?
Fred will bring it.
Bring it here? With this smell?
Well, what is he, a king? Oh, I remember him running around without a seat in his trousers.
Well, is he coming straight away?
He wasn't in. I left a message, a very important message.
Perhaps
he'll come.
You should have waited to see him.
On my hands and knees, is that what you want?
Oh,
at school, I was top of the class and Fred was nothing. Stupid, nothing.
Look, I've been thinking. It's silly being so hard up. Oh, I know you're owed a lot of money, but, well, we do own this house.
No. I sweated blood for 25 years buying this place.
But we need some money. Not much.
Money, always blasted money, I tell you. Fred. Good old Fred. Well, answer it, Meg. Go on.
Oh,
now,
no,
say I'm busy, but you'll see if I can come to the phone. You see? And call me.
Hello? Oh, Bert. Yeah.
I'm not here. Tell him in the morning. I'm not here. Well, go on, tell him.
I'm sorry, Bert. He must have gone out again. He'll see you in the morning. Yes, I will, Bert. Goodbye.
Blasted snow, blasted...
Joe, why did you ask me
Was that good-for-nothing looking for his job back? I sacked him tonight.
Bert? But I thought he was one of your best men.
He used to be. Gone to the dogs. Had to sack him tonight.
Oh, I'm sorry. Joe, did you arrange to meet Johnny? He's gone down to the garage.
Me? Oh, not on your life. I'm not going out again on a night like this.
Well... She said he'd be back for a suitcase. You can get the money then if Fred Gray brings it.
Who's she?
Why, that spoilt little minx, Linda. Had a big row about Fred Gray sending her to Switzerland to get her away from him. Though she pretended she never even knew.
What's this?
He doesn't think our Johnny's good enough for her. He's packing her up abroad to get her away from Joe.
My son not good enough for... Well, that's just about the finish.
Where are you going?
I'm going to tell Fred to keep his little so-and-so of a daughter away from our boy. I've been soft too long. My son, Joe Cooper's son, not good enough.
But the money, I mean, he'll turn Nazi.
He'll bring it just the same, you'll see. I know things about Master Fred. Hello, Mr. Cooper speaking. That you, Gray?
Joe.
You bet I'm talking to you. I'm not saying any more on the phone. But if you don't get around here pretty soon, I'm going to do something that'll ruin you. What? It's about Steele's garage. Now just get here, sharpish. Gray.
Oh, Joe.
You'll see. That'll fetch him. You'll see. Best man with concrete around these parts, and you promised...
Nothing.
Oh, come off it. Fred, stop trying to make me accept a low price.
You? On that job? Oh, not a chance. Now, come on, Joe. You said on the phone you wanted to talk to me about Steele's.
But look, you looked in earlier tonight, Fred, to see me, and that's why you came. You promised me that job.
I did not. What about Steele's? Well, what about Steele's?
I lost money on that job, Fred.
Oh, I'm sorry about that, but get to the point.
Listen, I know I agreed to do it, but I was desperate. When you cut down my quotation, I knew it was impossible. I lost nearly 2,000 on that steel job.
I know how you feel. Nothing upsets me more than losing.
Fred, if I go bankrupt, they'll examine the books.
So what?
I see you ground me down to a figure and it couldn't be done.
No wonder you were at the bottom of the class at school.
You were the general contractor. You're responsible.
Responsible for you? I'd sooner be responsible for a baby.
Fred, please, Fred, it's bad. Look, I owe a week's wages. That's 30, and
I've got to return another 50 I borrowed tonight. If I don't... Please listen, Fred. There's the income tax for the men and stamps, all the insurance stamps.
Excuse you. You haven't spent that, have you?
I'd give up farming petition tomorrow if I could only straighten those things up, but using the men's tax money is serious, Fred. It's just like, well, like stealing. Jail, it might even be jail.
Oh, I'm sorry, Joe, but you can't expect me to subsidise you.
No, lend it to me. I'll pay it back every penny with interest. 400 will cover it.
400?
It must be cash. Everything I pay into the bank is taken. And if you could let me have 80 tonight, well, Bert and the men are waiting down at the Royal, and there's somebody else. Please.
Ah, oh, you must be going off your nuts. You know, blasted right to ask me.
Oh, yes, I have. You made thousands on steals.
You're dreaming.
I was in a jam, and you knew it. You took advantage. You kept driving me on, driving, driving.
You were behind. Oh, I can't waste time on every little small town messer who does a job for me.
It's your fault. I couldn't buy the right stuff, and I was tired. I'm 55 years old, and I was tired. I begged you for another week or some money on account. I rang you up 2-3 times.
Oh, I can't listen to any more of this.
Now, wait. You've got to listen to me.
Get your hands off me. It's too like it always happened in the living daylight, sound to you.
Hey, listen. Your girl and my boy, they're pretty thick.
Yes, and I'll put a stop to that.
Yeah, but too late, Fred. Well, when it comes out, they'll say she was in it with him.
What? What are you talking about?
Johnny. He's taken money. Money from Steele's. That's why I rang you, Fred. Steele's coming back tonight. Johnny will be ruined.
The young fool. How much? How much did he pinch?
It's what I said. I was making all that up about the wages and the income tax. I didn't know what to say. 400. And Linda... She'll be in it.
Oh, no, she won't.
Well, everybody will say, a town of this size, that she helped.
I'll kill you.
I'm afraid you can't risk it. Gossip, a young girl like that.
What's he done with the money?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. You'll help? Now, look, he's waiting down at the garage. I'll go to your office.
No. This proves I was right about that young... I always thought he was like you.
Well, what about her? Linda? It's her fault leading him on, giving him big ideas.
I know who's done the leading. It'd solve all your problems, wouldn't it? Your son marrying into money. Was it you who put him up to it last weekend?
Weekend? You mean...
Come off it as if you didn't know. But you're not getting by me. A state scholarship. A Cooper couldn't win a quiz at a children's tea party.
I didn't know, Fred, I swear. I didn't know. He said he was away on his own, walking.
That sounds like her car. It's Linda. She's not coming in here.
Oh, don't worry, Fred. I'll stop it. If Johnny's done anything, I'll take a pick handle to him. I'll beat him.
You? I'll attend to it.
All right, Fred, all right. You give him a good thrashing. I won't mind. I'll help you. I'll help you.
All right. Let her come in. Now, let's get the truth.
Yes, Fred.
I'm going, Joe.
Let's get you the truth.
Linda, yes. What's happened? Is Mr. Cooper here? Yes, but where's Johnny?
Excuse me, Mrs. Cooper. Mr. Cooper, I've come for the money. Have you got it?
Johnny told you, did he?
Have you, Mr. Cooper?
I spoke to you, my girl.
Mr. Cooper.
No, but it'll be all right. Arthur Mitchell's bringing
you
it.
You didn't say, Joe. Johnny's got to have it now.
Well, it's all fixed, I tell you.
Daddy, can you help? I never ask you for anything. Can you lend me £50 cash?
Oh, don't be silly.
Please, I'll pay it back. I've got more than that in the bank.
Oh, no, you have. I gave it to you. Now, come on, let's go on.
I can't. I have to get back to the garage to Johnny. I'm taking a suitcase and driving him to the station.
Oh, no such thing. He has to come home first. He must speak to his dad, and he'll want to see me.
Now, you're not getting into this, Linda, here. Now, come along like a good little girl. Linda, you hear me? Come home.
No.
What did you say?
The idea.
I'm not coming, Dad.
Look, you know why I'm here tonight?
That's enough, Fred.
Do you know what they are in this house?
Private, Fred. Confidential.
Oh, the whole town will know tomorrow. What sort of stupid yarn did Johnny spin you?
He told me the truth.
Well, I doubt it, but I'll tell you the truth.
Please, Fred.
I was dragged here on false pretenses to be touched for money.
It was only £10, Mr. Gray.
Oh, that's a good one. They'll even tell each other the truth.
Don't listen to him. It's all his fault. He twisted me into doing the garage. He took advantage.
But Mr. Gray paid you, Joe.
Every penny.
But he's never mentioned this before, and you know why.
Fred, no!
I'm sorry, Mrs. Cooper. This'll be a shock. But I've got to protect myself and my daughter. Johnny's pinched £400 from Steele.
What? £400?
I never said that.
Oh, not Johnny. Not my Johnny.
Mr. Cooper, did you tell
me? No, he's got it all wrong.
You bet he told me. They're a pack of liars.
It isn't £400, Dad.
Look, we're leaving. Dreamers, that's it. Then they get into a mess. And they're cowards, too.
I don't understand. My Johnny.
Daddy, you must listen. You'll never listen to me in my life, but please listen now.
We'll settle this when we get home, my girl. Pinching that money was bad enough, but getting his father to blackmail it out of me.
That's not fair. You've got it all wrong.
Look, you're done with him, you understand? And you'll do as I tell you.
Johnny! Oh!
Johnny, what's happened?
Oh, Linda.
Son, what's happened? You're hurt. Oh, look, Joey's bleeding and his clothes are all torn.
Get away from my girl.
Johnny, it fell down. Oh, the canopy. It fell down.
What?
The canopy fell down. Along nearly the whole length. Do you hear me, Dad?
Did it? I am. Oh, I don't believe it.
Well, it's snowy.
Yes.
The weight of the snow.
Fell down, but it can't.
Can't it?
Jim! Don't! Oh, Johnny, you're hurt. No, stop it.
I'm okay, Mum. But someone could have been killed.
It fell down. Stop it, sir. Stop it. Well, what did you do? Tell me.
How does it feel, Fred? I'm glad it's down. I'll be able to sleep at night.
Oh, I don't understand. I don't understand.
You little runt, what did you do?
I told you. I rang you up twice when I was on that job.
You... Now, don't try to put it on to me.
I rang you on the Thursday and I rang you late on the Saturday night. I told you I hadn't got the steel. I hadn't any money. And you know what you said, Fred? Go to blazes. Finish it. That's what you said.
I don't remember. I swear it.
I remember, Dad.
You?
I took the call on Saturday in the middle of dinner. I heard what you said.
My own daughter, you'd rat on me.
I'd tell the truth, Dad.
My own daughter. I've given you everything.
Only what you could buy. Nothing that really mattered.
What do you mean, nothing that mattered?
I don't think you'd understand about that, Mr. Gray.
You young... We'll talk about this when I get you home, Linda. Right now, I've got more important...
Oh, there mustn't be any trouble. There's always trouble.
Someone could have been killed tonight,
but
Mum.
It was an accident. Mr. Gray, can it be mended?
No, the whole thing's twisted.
But
rubble.
It was an accident. Joe, say something. There's the money Johnny took. You've got to get it back.
The money I took?
How could you, son? £400.
Now, Johnny...
400? Did you say that, Dad? Did you?
They've got it all mixed up, son.
Well, it was my own fault. Standing there letting you take it.
Mean, Johnny. Joe.
It was only 50, Meg. I borrowed it from him from the garage.
And you said... Oh, how could you do that?
I don't know.
We must get it back.
I might be able to help.
Oh, Mr. Gray.
What's it got to do with you?
Well, in a way, I feel responsible. The price on steels was tight.
That's funny.
For you, Dad, or for Mr. Cooper?
Keep out of this, Linda. This is business. Nothing to do with a couple of kids like you. Now, Joe, I admit that if there'd been a bit more money, you'd have made a better job, and you wouldn't have needed to borrow that money in the first place. So, as the general contractor, well, in a way, I'm responsible.
You'll tell Mr. Steele that?
Of course, Look, I told you to keep out of this.
What are you going to do, Mr. Gray?
Oh, we'll settle you first, son. Let's see now. 45 and 5 is 50. And the clean be out. There.
I don't want your money.
Oh, take it, John. Linda, make him.
I'll take it.
Good girl. Women are more practical. Now, be careful when you get down there, Johnny. And watch out for Sam Steele. With all the fuss, he just might turn up.
Yes, be careful, son.
He's already down there. He was there when the canopy gave way.
What?
I was there with Johnny when Mr. Steele drove up.
Well, he won't be worrying about accounts tonight, then. He can still sneak it back.
No, I told him what happened.
You did what?
Johnny told him.
Did you tell him it was me, Johnny? No, Dad. You needn't worry.
Are you out of your mind? Why did you tell him?
What else was there to do? I hadn't got the money. What did he say, son? He said if I returned it tonight, he wouldn't say anything.
Oh, thank God. That's why I came back. I tried to tell you, but nobody would listen. You're all too busy hating each other.
When we're kids, They seem like gods.
Oh, it doesn't matter to us now.
Did Steele say anything else? Anything else at all?
He asked me how much you'd pay Deb for the job, Mr. Gray.
Oh.
I said I didn't know, but Deb would tell him.
Steele's an old woman. He'll scrape and fed it to... Joe,
what is it?
Joe, listen to me now. Anybody can pick the wrong steel mess. It was a mistake, and you had the right mess there now, didn't you?
Did I?
I don't understand, but Mr. Gray's trying to help Joe.
Of course you had it, and why not? I gave you a good prize.
Dad!
Keep out of this, Linda. Joe, let's face it, you're finished anyway, aren't you? I mean, you're going out of business.
Joe, what?
Well, not bankrupt. You won't have to go bankrupt, Joe. Just going to retire.
Retire?
So you're not worried about your reputation the way I have to be. Isn't that right?
I don't know. What's your proposition?
If you've got all the money you owed and paid all the debts now, how much would you be down?
2,500, maybe 3.
No!
Well, with a bit of help, you could pay it all off.
Just about, with nothing left over.
And, of course, you still have 2,000 coming to you on steals.
What are you going to do, Dad? Let him kick you right into the mud.
Johnny, listen, boy. Don't look at me like that. I can't take it. Look, Johnny, I've got to. I can't help myself.
No.
Oh, you don't know how bad. I have to think of Mum. Sorry, Meg, but everything's gone.
But the hell?
Gone.
Not the endowment.
I told you everything.
Oh,
no. Oh, Meg.
Oh.
Johnny, you think I like the mud. I've got to crawl in it.
I'm sorry, Dad. Mum, I'm sorry. That's all I can do now. Be sorry. Linda, are you coming?
Yes, Johnny. The suitcase is in the hall.
You wouldn't go on that train with all this worry, son. You couldn't leave now, not now.
I have to, Mum. This is our life. Linda's and mine.
Linda's a... Oh, now, hold on there. I think Linda's dad's got a word to say about this. Now, stop worrying. Dad'll fix this, same as he's fixed everything else, and then we'll...
Goodbye, Daddy.
I'll see you later, Linda. See you at home, eh?
I won't be home, Dad.
Won't be.
We're both going. And we're not coming back.
Oh, no.
Johnny, no.
It's no use, Dad. I can't stay in this house. You know that, don't you?
Please.
No, he doesn't mean it.
Now, wait a minute.
Oh, Johnny, no.
Goodbye, Mum.
Johnny.
Linda. Johnny.
If you walk out that door, you won't get a penny of my money.
I wouldn't take it.
Not a penny. Oh, Linda, I mean it. Not a penny.
Oh, manage, Mr. Gray.
Goodbye, Daddy.
Do you hear me, Linda? You come back. You'll be back. You'll be back. Yes, he'll be back.
They won't be back, Fred. We've lost him.
What am I going to do? What am I going to do? Not even
trouble. She'll be back. She's all I got.
You find that out, don't you?
All I got.
Everything's falling down, Fred.
This business is too...
We can't wriggle out of it, and you know it. Same as I do.
Look, I'll get out of it. I can't lose always. Joe, look, pay attention. Sam Steele means trouble, but I'll get out of it. Joe, are you listening?
Why is everything falling down?
So ends our Caltex play, The Voyagers. In a moment, we will give you tonight's cast and tell you about next week's presentation in the Caltex Theatre. Ladies and gentlemen, the producer of tonight's Caltex play, Cressick Jenkinson.
Thank you. The Voyagers was written by Patrick Hughes and adapted for radio by Kay Keaveney. In the starring role you heard...
I played Joe Cooper.
This was Stuart Ginn. In the supporting cast you heard as Joe's wife, Meg, Queenie Ashton. As Fred Gray, Tom Farley. As Bert, Reginald Bly. As Arthur Mitchell, Vaughn Tracy. And as Linda and Johnny, you heard Del Furs and Mark Kelly.
Thank you, Mr. Jenkinson. Now, this is your compere, Rick Hutton, bidding you good night. On behalf of your hosts, Caltex Oil, marketers of Caltex Super Gasoline and Caltex Gasoline, the world-famous RPM 1030 Special Motor Oil and Marfac Lubrication.